WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to the Feminine Reset, Emotional Strength Daily. You know that feeling when you're looking in the mirror, and suddenly all you see are flaws? Like a spotlight shines on every little thing you wish was different. We've all been there. It's like society has this magical script telling us how we should look, how we should act, how perfect our lives should be. But guess what? That script is a load of baloney. Today, we're diving into something absolutely crucial. Cultivating self-love and acceptance. Because let's be real, ladies, in a world obsessed with perfection, it can feel like an uphill battle to even remember to love ourselves, flaws and all. But trust me, this isn't about becoming egotistical or ignoring areas for growth. This is about embracing who you are right here, right now, imperfections included. So, what does cultivating self-love actually look like? First up, ditch the comparison game. It's a total energy vampire, sucking you dry and leaving you feeling inadequate. You know that friend who's always comparing herself to other people on social media? She's missing out on the joy of her own unique journey. Remember, everyone is on their own path. Focus on celebrating your strengths and learning from your experiences. Second, practice radical self-compassion. That means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. We're all human, we make mistakes, and that's okay. Forgive yourself, learn from those missteps, and keep moving forward. Think of it like this. You wouldn't yell at your best friend for messing up, right? So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Third, learn to say no without guilt. This is a game changer. Setting healthy boundaries protects your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Don't feel obligated to please everyone or overcommit yourself. It's okay to prioritize your own needs and desires. You deserve to have space to recharge and pursue what truly matters to you. Fourth, nurture your passions. What lights you up? What makes your heart sing? Make time for activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. This could be anything from painting to hiking to writing poetry, whatever sparks your soul. Remember, life is too short to be anything but passionate about the things that matter to you. Finally, surround yourself with people who lift you up. Choose friends and family members who support your goals, celebrate your successes, and offer a listening ear when you need it. A strong support system can make all the difference in cultivating self-love and acceptance. Ever notice how sometimes you catch yourself criticizing your friend for something small? Like, ugh, that outfit doesn't flatter you, or you really shouldn't have said that. Well, chances are you've probably whispered those exact same things to yourself. We can be our own worst critics. But imagine if we treated ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we offer to others. What a difference it would make. Remember that amazing friend who always knows how to make you feel better. Who celebrates your wins, offers a shoulder to cry on during tough times, and never lets you forget how truly awesome you are. Become that friend to yourself. Practice self-compassion, celebrate your strengths, forgive your mistakes, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways for cultivating self-love and acceptance. Ditch the comparison game, practice radical self-compassion, learn to say no without guilt, nurture your passions, and surround yourself with supportive people. These might seem like small things, but trust me, they can make a world of difference in how you feel about yourself. Remember, ladies, this journey is all about progress, not perfection. Be kind to yourselves, celebrate every step forward, and never forget your worth. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to show yourself a little more love? Share it with me in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the Feminine Reset for daily doses of inspiration and support. Until next time, stay strong, stay empowered, and never stop shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.